opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Somebody must have stood up, and maybe it was Bill O'Brien, who stood up in that war room on draft day and was like, this is the guy in round four. This guy. I know it. I'm sure of it. Because most... Usually, if you got a fourth-round guy, you're just like... Okay, well, this guy's no good. Let's move on. And they just—they seem like they just want to give him every opportunity. And I mean, he's had his chances. He's not good.
I'll tell y'all this now. I mentioned it this morning on the show. I'll bring it up here. I had somebody in the league tell me word on the streets the Texans are digging around on Frank Reich.
We just asked about a name. Like, who are you talking about, as an OC or as the head coach?
Well. He's an OC in Philly, so you can't make lateral moves, so it has to be head coach.
Going from the Eagles to the Texans right now,
is it a lateral
move? At first
I was thinking Vrabel, head coach, and then him as a play caller, but that's a lateral move, and why would you leave Wentz?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780, ESPN is your number, if you want to get in. But we're probably not going to take any calls, and I'll tell you why in just a second. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And joining us now, as he does every other week, and he always brings us beer, so we love him, Eric Warner.
What's up, Eric? So, Frank Reich, do you think the city would... I mean, wasn't he the guy that, like...
He did. He killed this town.
Yeah.
Killed the Oilers.
So, do you think they would welcome him as a coach? I think your analysis was...
What if he wins football games?
Who cares, counts in right? my book, right?
Who cares? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And enough time has elapsed, right?
I think most people don't care about that anymore.
If it was 2 years ago, I think it'd be a different story.
And I get the sense people are pretty sick of O'Brien, so they would welcome anybody
different.
And plus,
he beat the Oilers. That's okay.
Yeah, different franchise, I guess, in that regard.
That's in the Titans history
books.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Lamont's giving me a bunch of grief. I guess Lance mentioned Frank Reich this morning on his show, which... I've never heard, honestly.
I listen occasionally. I didn't know Bun B was going to be on, or I would have listened because he was on last week. It was really good. I've listened two or three times. I didn't listen today. Because usually
I'm more than happy to admit when if I got information from someone, even Lance. I used to admit when I got information from Lance when he worked at the other station.
We're always credit people if we hear it somewhere first.
But my daily alarm goes off at 9:20 a.m., which means I don't get to hear a lot of Lance and John.
Because if I had heard it, I would have said, yeah, Lance mentioned that this morning.
Yeah.
You're up before then.
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, rarely.
By 9:30?
For real?
You know what I had done by 9:30? I had four web stories posted to various websites. I'd written one. I'd gone for a run.
What time did you go to bed?
I did show prep. I went to bed about 10:30.
Okay, I went to bed at like 2:30.
Okay, well, that's your fault.
And that's normal.
I mean, especially after a football weekend, because I'm trying to watch a bunch of games. I'm trying to cram games in.
You know?
So, yeah.
I just try to accomplish everything by 9:30 and then have the rest of the day to do whatever the hell I want. That's
drink.
That's a good move.
Well, in this case, meetings all day.
But. Yeah, I don't have meetings. I don't do any. Like, I watch football and I train and I prep for the show. It's like all the things I've got going on in my life.
I wish I could sleep that late anymore. It's going to change, AJ. Your time will come.
Why?
Because you just, as your kids get, you're what, 35?
I'm 37.
37. I could still, like, you know, air quotation marks, sleep in at that age. But, Fred, you're what? You're like me, 53? I'm 53?
I'll be 53 a week from today.
And you just can't sleep anymore.
Yeah.
When you were 40, did you have a job that you had to clock in at 9 a.m. for?
Earlier, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that. So what? If you had a job that said, okay, you can show up to work at 2 o'clock today, wouldn't you be?
Yeah, I mean, if I was working
a bartender
or something, for right. sure.
But you wouldn't have to go to bed at a certain hour, and like you just your schedule adjusts your sleep schedule adjusts to your work schedule, and because I don't have to be to work early, I stay up later, and most, I mean, realistically, mostly I'm watching football, and when it's not a Sunday, I'm watching college basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's a, I don't have anything. I don't have to wake up early for anything. My wife gets up with the, and gets the kids off to school. So I sleep when I want to sleep.
Damn, I want his life, man.
I pretty much had that, only even better because I didn't have to deal with kids.
Yeah.
But, no, but I've found that I could pretty much do my job whenever I want, but I sleep a lot less. I don't sleep more than 5 hours a night, maybe five and a half. And well, then as I've gotten older, it's gotten shorter. It doesn't matter how drunk I get or how much weed I smoke. I'm always sleeping 5 hours.
But you also... And if you could have the exact same thing I got. You chose to take on the sports map thing, which in turn brings a lot more responsibility to you besides doing the show. But when you just had to do an afternoon show, if you stayed up till 2:30 one night, it wasn't a big deal, right?
No, but I'm still up at the same time because I have to take the dog out at 5:30. And then I would just play Xbox all day.
Yeah.
So I at least now I'm productive. But
yeah,
I mean,
I don't play video games, really. I mean,
the time frame hasn't
Blue
changed.
Moon.
Dude. Talk about what you brought here, because I got one of these at a bar. I don't remember what bar it was now. It's killing me. But these are really good.
So it's, you know, Christmas spirit. This is the last show I'm going to see you guys before Christmas. So I figured I got to bring in the Yule Shoot Your Eye Out. You would not believe the amount of email traffic we get on this beer. People from all over the country are like, oh, can you send me? And, of course, Texas,
you can't
with our lame laws, you can't do that. But yeah, it's my inspiration for this actually was the Anchor Christmas beer. I remember when I was first getting into beer like 30 years ago and I was like, this is amazing. It was nectar. And you know, they take like a different part of a California tree and put it in every year. That's kind of their, but it's a spiced, you know, winter ale. And so I was like, man, that's my inspiration. I kind of want this to be like grandma's kitchen, gingerbread, whatever. So, yeah, we got cardamom, nutmeg, allspice, cinnamon, cocoa nibs, ginger, orange peel, just holiday in a can.
There you go. You guys going to do a barrel-aged version this year?
We may. We may. We're going to enter this in the World Beer Cup coming up in the spring, and we may have to brew a special batch because even though this is a dark beer, which is, you know, is going to age better than a lighter beer or a weaker beer. We still want to kind of put the freshest foot forward.
Makes sense.
So, because the Fragile, the 002, is still, like, I think one of the top five
that's a good beer.
Funds for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's and in the Christmas spirit, too, the marketing department has told me I need to plug our Carbach local holiday market this Sunday.
What is that?
From 12 to 5. Well, there's going to be lots of your favorite local artists, vintage curators, handcrafted jewelry, natural body products, and other local makers, artisan products, and more. And this is a very family-friendly event. You're looking for like a last-minute stocking stuffer. Come on out. Dogs are welcome. We're going to have some live entertainment and, of course, for the kids, we're going to have Santa.
Beer. Oh. No beer for the kids, huh?
For the big kids.
Again, the stupid Texas laws don't allow you to feed booze to kids. I get it. Can you hang out for another segment?
Yeah. I'd love to, guys.
I would like to bounce this. I did the top 20 athletes in Houston in 2017, and I wanted to bounce it off AJ. I'd like to bounce it off you, too.
All right, man.
If that's okay.
All right.
Is that okay with both you guys?
Fred, your management. I'm just here for the ride.
No, I just I want to get both your opinions. Eric's a big sports guy.
I mean, you were up at 5:30 planning the segment. Who am I to say no?
No, I wasn't planning this segment. You've seen how I do show prep. I put down like five things to go in each segment, and then we never do them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that's okay, because if we do, I think we've done that one time, and it was one of the worst shows we've ever done. It's just like, okay, you know what? Let's talk about this.
We got through all of our stuff. Yeah, that's boring.
And God hates us when that happens.
It's a lot better when we talk about my sleep habits. That's what the people
better
really
than
crave.
Some of your other habits.
Or busting a grumpy, or the bathroom out there, or beer.
Yeah.
Much better.
Or pajamas. That's what people love to talk about, Fred. Fred, Fred today is wearing a hoodie footy, and it looks great on him. Honestly, guys, Christmas is coming. If you're looking for a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and potentially heat up your holiday, the world famous hoodie footy is the way to go. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution. Provides the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she should be cozying up to you in no time. You can find all the hoodie footy styles at pajamagram.com. If you're not into hoodie footy, that's okay. They got a ton of stuff there at Pajamagram. Whatever style you're looking for, they got it. You want to get something sexy? You go with the Midnight Fantasy. If you go with the Sweet and Sexy gift set, you'll get a hoodie footy and a Midnight Fantasy, and you'll save $40 right now. Plus, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or give them a call, 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals. With pretty much every bet type imaginable, go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Keep holding on when my brain's ticking like a bomb.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. How about this? You can win a $25 Raising Cane's gift card and indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated, hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Raising Cane's gift card makes a great holiday gift. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find out the location nearest to you today. Caller 25, since it's a $25 gift card. And Eric's going to stay with us for a second because Eric knows a little bit about sports.
He's a sports and stuff guy.
He is.
Lamont brings up a good point. If the Rockets accepted Kevin McHale, Houston, they'll take Frank Reich.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's true. Are you into soccer at all?
Mildly, but not enough to comment on the Dynamo intelligently. Okay. So if you're
you know what, Tyler can do that. Tyler can do that because here's what I did.
Tyler doesn't know anything about soccer.
He does.
Just because he looks like a hipster doesn't mean he knows anything about soccer.
You still run Soccer Matters, don't you?
No, actually, I haven't
used
done
to.
That. I used to. Yes,
he got fired from that job.
Oh man,
how do you get fired from that job?
Glenn Davis said that he sucks at his job, so he wanted somebody new. Mm.
This is the only show that I suck on.
Oh, okay.
That's
what about the Raheel and Dell show?
No, I'm good on
that. You're good on that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There's just something about this show. This is my.
You choke on the big stage, is what you're saying.
This is the Minute Maid Park. I'm Brad Lidge in Minute Maid Park.
Are you are you getting a lot of mic time on that show?
Yeah, a lot more. Yeah.
You like that?
I mean, I'm indifferent about it.
Are you like most producers get into radio because they want to be on the air? And this is it's
no,
just like
I'm
the
not
job
trying
they
to be
do,
a host or anything.
Okay, that's not your long-term goal.
I like editing and stuff. I think I'm going to start doing some more editing videos.
Yeah, he's
going to
be doing
Fred,
videos for Sports Map.
All right, good for you.
I want him producing my drunk show too.
Is your name in the show?
Ooh, I'm down for that. Yeah. Not yet, no.
Oh, you got to work for that.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, Dell didn't have to worry. Dell just, they were just like, oh, I'll put his name in the show. Now,
yeah, he got thrown in.
Now, Dell's got a show, and they're like, oh, Dell's like, no, we don't want the producer's name in the show.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
It doesn't bum me out.
They got to keep you down now. That's how it works. All right. So,
let's play the game.
Here's what we did. There's 10 Astros.
10 out of the top 20?
Of the top 20 are Astros. Well, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've got the most players. Well, no, they don't have the most players, but...
No, but considering that they won the World Series...
Yeah, they got a champion.
There's four Rockets. There's three Texans, and I defy you to find me a fourth. And two Dynamo players, which I... This is why I needed your input, but since you're useless now...
I bet you I could guess them.
All right, try and guess them, because I went to Glenn Davis, and I said, okay... Who would be, if I were going to put Dynamo players on here, where would I put them and who would I put? And he gave me two names. See if you can guess them.
Brian Ching is one.
He doesn't even play anymore.
Oh, you're saying current?
Current. This is 2017 only.
Tyler Derrick?
No. Yeah, never mind. You stop talking. So,
Braxton Miller.
Here's how we do this. Here's a criteria, okay? So you can disagree with the criteria and then you can disagree with the rankings, but... where they rank, overall impact on their team.
Okay.
Where they rank versus their peers in their respective sports and quality of performance.
Okay.
And this takes into account on the field or on court impact only.
Okay.
All right. So there you go.
So JJ's out?
JJ is out.
JJ's out.
Okay. Even though he did all the...
He can do all the charity work.
That's what I said. This is only on the field.
This is what they did on the field. So number 20 on the list is Charlie Morton. And regular season, 14-7, 362 with 163 Ks. Not overwhelming, but solid. But what he did in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And closing out the World Series, I think he deserved to be on the list. He had one bad outing in the playoffs, and he didn't pitch that badly. He just got unlucky as hell against the Red Sox. The rest of the time, he was terrific. He comes in at number 20.
Okay.
Sound fair?
That sounds fair.
Okay, number 19, Yuli Gurriel.
Okay. Sounds about right. Super racist, but sounds about right.
Yeah, he is super racist. Number 18, Juan David Cabezas of the Dynamo, which I could go into explaining why, but that's a Glenn Davis pick.
Can I throw one thing out? Because you said that there's one college athlete, right?
Yeah.
I think hearing some of these names at the bottom, and I know you're not a college basketball guy, I'd make an argument for Rob Gray, who... averaged 21 points per game last year. He's averaging 21 points per game again this year for the Cougs, and the Cougs are pretty good. I think he warrants being on this list maybe more than some of the guys you've mentioned so far.
More so than who?
I'd put him in over all three of the guys you just named.
Okay. Well, I can't really take your opinion on the Dynamo guy.
Because I've never heard that name in my life.
Right. You know nothing about it, just like
right.
Yeah, the average.
Is that the guy who's on the shirt that I have?
No. I'm not even sure that guy's still on the team.
Oh.
All right.
Well, that's one shirt I need to get rid of.
Okay. Well, and you can keep telling me where he should fit based on these other guys. Number 17, Josh Reddick. Really good regular season.
He did have a pretty good regular season. His postseason was so horrendous.
And that's why
though.
He got dropped. He probably would have been around 12 or 13. But
I think this is the area where Rob Gray belongs, mind you.
Number 16, Eric Gordon.
That's fair.
Now...
The first of four Rockets, you said?
Yes. And the second of four is right in front of him. I have Clint Capela ahead of Eric Gordon.
I think that's pretty fair, too. Although, man, based on what he's done this year.
Gordon was off to a fantastic start. He's averaging 18 points a game. But Capela has also been, he's been amazing for him. I think you could argue those two. All right. This is where it gets interesting. Number 14, Dallas Keuchel. Good season. Pretty good in the playoffs. But not his best season.
Not his normal dominant self.
A top 15 year.
That's the top pitcher you're going to name. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay. He's the number two pitcher you're going to name, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Accepted.
Seeming slightly low to me, but let's hear the rest of
the list. Well, and that's the thing. And that's one I even put in there. You can make an argument he belongs higher up. But the next two, to me, are very similar. I have Chris Paul at 13. Very limited.
That's what I was going to say. Like, the actual output is it's pretty limited. Although, I guess you could make the same argument for Justin Verlander.
And that's why I have him 12. Because in both cases, they're top five if they're here all year.
But you want to know what I'll say? I would argue, and Chris Paul has played 10 games in this town.
Yeah.
I would argue this year, Clint Capela has been more of a valuable player than Chris Paul.
Okay. But and the other part of this, if you just take how good these guys are, Chris Paul and Justin Verlander are top five.
Agreed. But I'm going to be curious to hear where you got Deshaun Watson, because
that's the one that's going to stir up some bleep.
But because Verlander, I'd say Verlander very bigger limited impact. Verlander obviously a bigger impact because he's got a ring on his finger. But how important is he to the city? I mean,
if you fractionalize the season and the amount of time they were on the field, it's pretty similar.
We'll see.
It is. Number 11, Alex Bregman. He had several key home runs in the playoffs. He only hit .208, but half he was really good.
I think I would have Keuchel ahead of him.
Okay,
from an Astros standpoint.
Number 10,
not just because
I don't think you'd have any
FABF.
I know you don't like the guy. I don't like him either. I think he's a whiny little.
I don't like James Harden. I can separate how good a guy is from my personal feelings about him.
All right, number 10, Marwin Gonzalez.
That's about right.
Led the league in RBI.
Strong year.
Number 9 is, you won't care, but it's the Albert Elise from the Dynamo.
Yeah, Rob Gray's better than him.
No, he's not. Rob Gray did not make it to the Western Conference Finals.
No.
Led by this guy.
Rob Gray scored 21 points per game last year and this year.
That's what I was going to guess, though. That was
stop. You were 0 for... You
where's Boniac Garcia?
Is he even still with the team?
Where's Eric Kubo Torres?
Kubo Torres did not make the list, even though he led the team in scoring.
Ooh.
Look, I was going to put two soccer guys here.
Why two soccer guys? Because they made it to the Western Conference.
Because I didn't think anybody was good enough. I still don't. And I'm a UH guy. Number 8, Ed Oliver.
That's pretty fair.
I mean, that guy's a monster. All right, here's where we're going to get into the mess. And you can go see this whole list on sportsmap.com and the cases I make for all of them. Number 7, George Springer.
Seems fair.
World Series MVP. Okay.
Yeah.
I have Deshaun Watson at 6. And here's my case. And I actually could make a case for him being 3. In his short time, there's only one quarterback in team history who threw more touchdown passes in his 19 that he had, and that was Matt Schaub.
Over the course of the entire season.
Yes, over the course of an entire season. All right, his first game, they put up 13 points to beat the Bengals. His next 5, they scored 33, 57, 34, 33, 38, and 3 of those came against the Patriots, Seahawks, and Chiefs. He also rushed for 289 yards, 2 touchdowns. Texans were 3-3 in games he started with losses to those 3 good teams. Record in games he did not? 1-6.
Yep.
They've scored over 30 points just one time in that span. That was against Arizona. You know the most they've scored in the other 5 games or 6 games? 16 points. That's impact. All right. And then here's where we'll get in some arguments. Number 5, Carlos Correa.
God.
315, 24, and 84, missed a month, and you could tell they weren't as good when
that's
he was
true.
Out.
Yeah.
And he was well on his way to a 3,100. And in the playoffs, he followed it up 288, 5, and 14. And by the way, played really good defense. I think he's top 5.
Okay.
Now you could argue Springer over him if you want.
I won't.
Number 4, this one people will say.
This is the final 4.
This is the final 4.
I know who the 4 are.
Okay.
No, wait, I don't know who the 4
are.
Well,
let's see if you can guess.
Did I miss a name on the Texans?
You haven't missed a name on the Texans. I told you there were 3. There's 2 left.
Can you burn through all the names you've mentioned so far?
You know these two. They're the only 2 Texans that are worth a damn.
Okay, there's 2 Texans, a Rocket and an Astro left, right?
Yeah,
okay.
So you should know this.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, so tell me what you
know. There should be 2 Astros left.
No.
Did you already say Justin Verlander?
Yeah.
What number was he?
He's 12.
That's too low.
Arguing. Yeah.
That's too low.
No, but that's why I'm saying that. It's the same case as Chris Paul. It's just there wasn't enough of that. So,
but Deshaun Watson there was?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
Justin Verlander won the World. He won him a World Series.
He was part of a team that won a World Series.
They would not have won the World Series without him.
I agree with that. But by the same token, I think Watson had a more significant impact on his team while he was in there.
Okay.
Does
Watson have a Super Bowl ring to prove that?
No, he doesn't. But you know what? Justin Verlander's not the only reason they won that World Series.
All right.
Go look at how many other guys are in the top 20. You got 9 other guys, and you're telling me, oh, they only win it? I mean, he's the only reason they won? No. Sorry.
Well, where's Bill O'Brien on this list?
Bill O'Brien
created Deshaun Watson.
Let me tell you. The reason, if Verlander were here for a whole season, same thing with Chris Paul. They're in the top 5. There's not a doubt in my mind. But, you know, we're talking about for an entire year. Impact? Yes. A lot of impact. Okay. Like I said, you can make the argument that Keuchel and Verlander are too high or too low and that Paul is too high. But I'm trying to create some debate here, okay?
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm right.
Okay.
And I was trying to piss people off by having... I almost put Watson third, but I couldn't justify it. Jadeveon Clowney, number 4. This is one that people are going to disagree with.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Too
low?
I've been saying he's the best player on this team. And I know... I believe that when J.J. Watt comes back, he will still be the best player on this team. And he creates a havoc. And granted, right now... it's hard for him to put up numbers because he's basically the only good player on defense. I mean, Reader's pretty good, but it's hard.
No, there's nothing on that defense right now that's playing it. I mean,
if Watt and Merciless were on the field, Jadeveon Clowney, his numbers would be stupid. Or one of those other guys would be stupid because of what Clowney's doing.
Yeah.
If you watch the games, watch the game film, Jadeveon Clowney is a man amongst boys more often than not.
Agreed. And actually, it was pretty tough between 4 and 3, where I put DeAndre Hopkins at 3.
I put Clowney above Hopkins, but I'll hear an argument.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, he's going to have over 1,200 yards receiving. He's going to have over 100 catches with mostly Tom Savage throwing him the football.
I'm still salty and at DeAndre nobody. Because of last year.
Well, but this is 2017. This
you're right.
Year only. And listen, I thought he was garbage last year, and people got mad at us for saying that, but he was. This year, he's been fantastic. He's going to be all pro at wide receiver, which, I mean, come on. And he's been motivated and played well. It frustrates me that he didn't do that last year, especially when they got to the playoffs. But, yeah, he's number 3. And then 2 and 1 are easy. Harden 2, Altuve 1.
Okay. Agreed. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you can't. I don't think you can make a case for anybody but Altuve is number 1.
I don't think so
either. As much as I love James Harden, I just don't see it.
The consistency of the performance is what puts him over the top. I mean, it's there every game, every night.
Yeah.
I mean.
And every year, damn near.
Every year.
I mean, he's a monster. Yeah. And not that Harden isn't, but, I mean, Harden puts up some impressive numbers. But on a year when you win the MVP and the World Series in the same year, that's a
batting title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a slam dunk for me. I'm with you.
And, you know, again, I think you can. And based on the criteria, I think the guys you could argue to be higher pretty easily are Keuchel and Verlander. You could argue Paul lower. You could argue Bregman lower if you wanted. And, you know, the soccer guys I'm just trusting. But, you know, I think otherwise, most of it's about where you think you should put people.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, in an average year, J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus are on this list.
Probably.
Yeah, even if Watt had played 8 games, he probably makes a list.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty impressive group, though, if you think about it.
And in an average year, Dwayne Brown's probably on that list, too.
He would have made it last – well, yeah, he would have made it
last
year.
He would have made it last year, yeah.
So Rob,
honestly, think about how many Texans would have been on that list last year.
Yeah.
There would have been less Astros, and there would have been less Rockets.
Yeah.
When you think about all the guys in the secondary that you would have had on that list last year, Jonathan Joseph would have been on that list.
Quentin
AJ
Dimps.
Bouye, Quentin Dimps, they could have all been on that list.
Yeah,
and I mean Jonathan Joseph's the only one here, and he ain't making that list this year. No, no way.
No.
Andre
Howell would be the only guy to even think about. But I'll be honest with you, I could not come up with a fourth Texan to even consider. I mean, I would have put Brad Peacock on there before I would another.
Yeah.
Another Texan.
Man.
And Rob Gray, you make a good case for.
Will Fuller looked like maybe he was on his way to a good year, but Will Fuller's very Watson dependent, I believe.
Yeah.
Because Will Fuller's been meh without Watson, and with Watson, it's like, oh, pretty good. So yeah, it's tough. But that's a good list. I don't hate too much of your list.
At least I have a reason for having Verlander and Paul where I have them, which you can disagree.
But
with
I feel
that.
Like you penalize them for the time they've been here, but not Watson for the time he was here.
No, I penalized him for that. That's why he's not number three.
Okay,
he played at an MVP level for his stretch.
Okay,
you can't really.
Well,
say
so did Verlander. I mean, how many games did Verlander lose after he came to Houston?
He lost one.
One
in
game?
In the playoffs. He was 9-1.
That's pretty good.
It is.
How many games has Chris Paul lost since he's been here?
None. But again,
they still went, as good as Watson was in those six games, they still went 3-3.
They did, but that wasn't on him. That was on the defense, and I don't think
Who's last on your list? Mike Vrabel?
Mike Vrabel will never make a list of mine.
If you ranked all people in Houston of importance.
No, this is just athletes.
Oh, okay.
He was an athlete, but no coaches
in
here.
He was, yeah.
But the difference is even six games is equal to, 60 baseball games?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's a list.
Well, okay. I'm not arguing anymore. You win. You wrote the article.
No, I didn't win.
You wrote the article, so you win.
But I wrote the article so you'd have an opinion about it.
If I wrote the article, I would win.
Well, nobody's winning here.
Because your list is in print and mine isn't.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of things in here that you could argue differently. That's when I did it.
I'd have my boy Rob Gray on there.
Okay, see, that's good. That's a good notable omission.
And you would have some Dynamo guy I've never even heard of.
Okay. He's called the Panther.
Who's the goalie for the Dynamo?
It's Tyler Derrick.
Yeah, but he got banned for beating on somebody, didn't he?
Yeah. There was a domestic.
We're taking off the field stuff here.
No. But he didn't play in the playoffs because of that. Because
I mean, Alex Bregman's a giant douchebag. You didn't penalize him for that.
No. But I, he didn't get kicked off the team for the playoffs important part of the year.
Well, that's true. Yuli Gurriel almost did.
Oh, he just. Was a racist.
No, just a racist.
That's okay in America today.
Thank you, Donald. All right, guys.
Hey, it's okay to be a racist in America now.
There's good people on both sides. All right, guys. Thanks to Eric Warner from Carbach for coming in. Thanks for bringing the beer, and we will talk to you in a couple Mondays, my man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. In the meantime, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Same
be
to
safe
you.
Out there.
Same to you, my guy. All right. You want to get your carpets, your floors clean? That's great. I mean, obviously, Christmas time's right around the corner. You've got people coming over. You don't want your mother-in-law to look at your house and go, oh, my God, that floor is dirty. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. You know what else is great about Dirt Free? If you call right now during the holidays, they do this every year. If you donate, what was that, Tyler?
That was my bad. I had the wrong thing pulled up.
Yeah, that was your bad. I'm trying to talk about disadvantaged children and toys for tots, and you're playing ridiculous noises like it's a joke. These kids need toys. These tots need toys. And you can give them a toy, the tots. You can give them a toy. And in exchange, Dirt Free will clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. You donate that unwrapped toy, and they'll come out and they'll clean a room for free. They'll throw in a free speed dry. You want to book it now. That's $159 worth of free services just for making a kid's Christmas a little brighter. Give them a call now, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5, and they will hook you up. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So we're making a case for Shane Lechler.
The busiest man.
Yeah, he's... Hard not to call him an athlete, considering how often they send him out there.
Yeah. But no. I'll pass.
Black Spotted Zebra hearing what he wants to hear. Says you can't say those three losses weren't on Watson and say the loss on Verlander was on him. I never said that. You asked what the record was, and I said he was 9-1. The one loss came in the playoffs. That's not the standard I was using. And no, those losses weren't on Watson. And you know, I don't think that loss was on Verlander either, frankly.
No.
So yeah, don't make things up to try to make your point. That's you can make a case against that on merit very easily, and I'm willing to listen, which AJ did and Eric did also.
Ryan says Hopkins leads Dre in most stats through their careers right now. Do you think Hopkins can surpass Andre if he keeps it up? My lean is no, just because, I mean, Andre had a pretty healthy career.
Yeah.
Which is, well, I know, but it's rare in the NFL. So if I had to bet on if a guy's going to stay that healthy his whole career, I'll say no. And also, I think Andre had more of a work ethic than DeAndre does based on what we saw last year. But he also has an advantage that he's going to have Deshaun Watson for a big chunk of his career, it looks like.
He's already gotten more touchdown passes than Andre ever did in the season.
Yeah.
That was the other reason why I had him just ahead of Clowney, 11 this year.
So
that's a team record.
It's possible, but just based on the fact that he's got to stay healthy for that long, I tend to lean no, but it wouldn't shock me if he does.
Because Andre didn't have – I mean, he had some injuries throughout his career, but, boy, he had a lot of – he played a lot of games.
Yep.
You don't put up those kind of numbers if you don't. Is he at a better spot right now in his career than Andre probably was at this point in terms of who he's going to be playing with? Yeah, but you still have to do it year after year.
Yeah. You mean he's not playing with David Carr right now?
No. No. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Hey, guys, get a head start on the holidays from Zadok's and ESPN 97.5. All you have to do is log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Zadok's Holiday Head Start, tell us who you are, the number we need to call to tell you you're a winner, and what you'd like to buy at Zadok's Jewelers, and you could be our next $500 gift card winner. Plus, we'll announce the winner each day in the Zadok's Gem of the Day. Today's Holiday Head Start winner is Jose Guerra.
Jose.
Jose Guerra. Congratulations.
Jose.
If we're going to announce this every day, we kind of usually need it at 5:45. Just want to point that out because it's just pass that on. All right, so here's your gem. A Pennsylvania landlord probably has just won Worst Landlord of the Year. He basically liked to sneak into his tenants' apartments.
Oh, is this like there's a thing called real estate porn, like where sometimes the landlord will come over and he'll slap an eviction. You've seen this, huh, Tyler? He'll slap an eviction notice on the door, and then the girl will come out and be like, "What are you doing? I'm like I've just been a little behind. I swear I'm gonna get the money. I swear." And he's like, "Girl, you've missed 4 months in a row. I got to get you out of here. My wife is on my ass about finding a new tenant." And she's like, "Well, I could be on your ass." And then, and then they do it.
That's like grifters when she goes, "The money or the lady?" When the guy comes to get the rent.
Yeah. But the chicks still have to pay, but now they've got like a little bit of a... No, they get some wiggle room.
No, this is a lot grosser than that.
Oh.
67-year-old Thomas Fallon.
Oh, he's 67. I'm out on that.
He's been charged with burglary and criminal trespass, both felonies, and criminal mischief.
Burglary.
In connection with the incident at a residence in Castle Shannon, a Pittsburgh suburb.
Would you say that burglary is one of the coolest words, and really, like, the root word of burglary is burgle?
Yeah.
I think burgle is such a great word.
No. Burglary, yes.
You don't like burgle?
No. Burgle sounds
I love
bleeped
it.
Up.
Okay. All sorry. Right.
That's okay. I'm going to tell you what he did. He snuck into his tenant's apartments and masturbated on the female victim's dirty clothing.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, it got caught on a...
It's way more inappropriate than the scene that I was describing.
I was telling you. And guess what? He got caught on camera. Probably had an Arlo like I have. But the victim told police she recently purchased a Wi-Fi-enabled security system and placed cameras in her bedroom due to suspicions that someone had been going through her personal effects, specifically her clothing, over the past few months. Mm. She contacted police last Friday after receiving an alert on her phone reporting that the security system had detected motion in her bedroom. System captured a series of still images showing him in a state of undress inside the victim's bedroom. The photo showed that he had his penis exposed and was masturbating into the victim's clothing, which she wore yesterday.
Getting it.
That's pretty gross. He did acknowledge entering the woman's apartment, but claimed that he was present to fix a hot water heater. Yeah. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
That's disappointing, Fred, that a landlord would do that. It just seems like...
shameful.
Yeah. It's like, have they no shame?
Apparently not.
The answer is no, obviously.
No shame at all.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Pajamagram. One more time. Christmas right around the corner. And Pajamagram's got something for your lady. If you want something that's going to keep her cozy and warm, they've got all the hoodie-footy styles. If you want something that's going to make you a little happier, something sexy, they've got all that. They've got the nudies. They've got the midnight fantasy. They can do all of those things. Whatever style, whatever your lady's fancy might be, Pajamagram's got something for her. And if you get the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a hoodie-footy and a sexy midnight fantasy, you can save $40 right now. Plus, you don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or give them a call. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 from AJ. That's Pajamagram.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Teamwork.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99 with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Palillo and written by Chris Campisi, it's perfect for any Astros fan. Easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearned.com, download your copy today, and get it done before the holidays. It makes a great gift. And like I said, the dollar for Harvey relief ends at the first of the year. So if you want to do that, go right ahead.
That would be nice of you.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Dumbass Report.
Let's do it. And I want to start with something we talked about sort of last week. You're talking about your security camera. A lot of people have those now. I've got one at my house. You've got one. Most people do.
The lady who was having her clothes masturbated into had one.
She had one. Remember last week I said I would like to put a box from Amazon on my porch with a rattlesnake inside.
Yeah.
And they were
people kept getting told that was illegal.
That's apparently a crime.
But it's okay to steal our Amazon stuff.
Yeah. Just because I like to keep my pet rattlesnake in an Amazon box on my porch around the holidays. I'm the criminal. Whatever. Well, someone had a similar idea, where a guy scaled a 3-foot picket fence to enter a front yard. It's nice. It's nighttime, and the person's face is disguised by a hoodie. The person's behavior suggests that they are trying to be sneaky.
Okay.
And they're moving around, you know, trying to be undercover because they are hoping to grab some packages that don't belong to them. They are They come up to the boxes. They say, oh, here is a nice pile of boxes. I think I'm going to take these and give them to my friends and family for the holidays. Well, this guy, like me, decided to plant a trap. Okay. Except his was not a rattlesnake. It was less deadly. But it was fireworks.
Oh, that I like.
And one of the boxes started to bang, bang. Explosions are happening. It's throwing sparks everywhere. The guy drops the boxes and runs away.
So it worked.
It worked. Definitely, though, this was a setup. Because the box that he picked up was on top.
Yeah.
So the guy left a box out there on purpose and then put a box on top of it and then put it right where his security camera could see it.
Yeah.
And then lit off the fireworks on the guy. But, yeah, just let you know. Hey, don't steal packages. It's pretty simple.
So that worked. That'd be kind of cool. Did he get in trouble for it?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe we could do that. That might not be a bad plan.
A woman on Twitter threatened someone. Of course, it started off with it started off about Trump and politics.
Of course it did.
And this woman threatened the life of someone. Said, I have a feeling a big truck or something's going to cross your path today, Johnny Boyer, in the very near future. Karma's such a bitch. Jonathan Splat Flat. Unfortunately, the tweet before that, she had posted a picture of her car with its license plate. And so Jonathan decided to pass that tweet on to the FBI. And now the woman is facing charges. Not wise, guys. And finally, a woman threatens to kill everyone on a plane. Not a terrorist.
That make her a terrorist if she wants to kill everyone on the plane?
Yeah, she didn't start the flight planning to be a terrorist. But she did really, really need to smoke a cigarette and did it in the lavatory.
Oh, God.
She threatened everyone on the plane. And this was on Southwest, by the way. She was flying from Portland to Sacramento.
Oh, come on.
If you can't make it that
long. Yeah, you got a big issue.
An hour and 23 minutes. Ugh. And you're going to kill everyone on the plane if you don't get your cigarette in. You got to fix your problem there. Yeah. I mean, an hour 23, everyone. How do you sleep? Like, I mean, you wake up every hour and a half and be like, oh, I got to get that cigarette in.
No kidding.
Couldn't breathe in my sleep. But that is your dumbass report for the day.
All right. Good job, AJ. Good job, Eric. Good job, Lance Erline. Tyler, hit and miss. Mostly good. I was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.